Debbie and Josh.
Oh, what a week, John.
Not going to lie, today had a bit of a theme, sport.
Yeah, we really did, didn't it? If you love sport, you'll love the show. If you don't like sport, you'll learn something about
it. Yeah, you will. You will. We had a couple of guests, Neildy, great chat with him.
Yeah, the great Aloisi.
Aloisi!
He is too. What a nice guy as well.
What he said about his ringtone is true, I'm done.
That's the best thing ever. He's the greatest Australian that's ever existed, if that's the case. 100%.
It's incredible. Wait till you hear what he's done with his ringtone.
Hot seat again. That was footy themed.
Yeah, and it was bloody annoying. Well, I'll tell you that much.
You should have done better than you did.
Yeah, I should have. But you play stupid games. I've said this.
Don't.
Yes.
Herbie, I give you the information. God. It's A, B, C, or D. First question has always been A, and you've never picked it. It's always been A the whole time. I've said that to you weeks ago. So next week's probably going to be A. 100%. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Have a listen. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah, you have fun.
Herbie and Josh's same, same. Hello. But different. Different.
Same. But different.
But still same.
Back in the studio again. Two days in a row. How good is this, Herbs? This time he's taking control of the panel. Same, same, but different.
Yeah, I'm almost becoming a regular on this whole thing.
Good. I like it.
Why not?
Sure. No, I love you, Ben.
Always feuding with one of us, it seems.
I love you, Ben. No, I do. You're great.
How does this game work again?
Of course, it's two songs by the same name, but they're completely different songs by completely different artists. The more you can tell me, the more points you score. Josh is the carryover champion still.
It still hurts. It hurts because Sarah got me last time. Sarah Bellaralis.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
First set of songs for Josh. I know I'd go back to you. What we got there, Josh?
Well, it's back to you.
Back to you, yes.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, yes.
No idea.
No idea on the second one. I'll buzz you out. Herbie, anything on your side?
Are they an Aussie band?
No. If you're going to buzz out straight away, I'll give you both a clue to buzz in.
Buzz out.
Yep, buzz you out. It is a former One Directioner.
Liam Payne. Niall Horan.
No, you can't just keep guessing.
Oh, I'm going.
Three, two.
Niall Horan.
No. Louis Tomlinson was the one we're looking for, alongside BB Rexha. Oh,
What's he doing now?
Yeah, Louis, he's the worst out of all.
That's why he's barely done anything since. Hey, 2-0 to Josh at the moment. Second set of songs for Herbie here. You'd have to think 2 points at least there.
Yeah, Pharrell. Pharrell and with Happy.
Yep.
One of it.
Who
two.
Is the first? Three, two, one.
Beyonce, but it's not.
Can I just hear that again? Just
yeah, sure. So what if it hurts me?
So what if I'm freaked out? I'm just gonna go. Kelly Clarkson?
Is it Christina Aguilera?
No, it's Leona Lewis.
Oh, I love bleeding love.
That's right. Two apiece at the moment. Here's Josh's second set of songs.
Last night.
Yes.
It's Good Charlotte.
Yes.
Oh. Is it Rita Ora?
Rita Ora, no. Anything on Herbie's side?
Far out. I thought it was Rita Ora too. Yeah. Give me it one more time, please,
one
Ben.
One more time.
Oh, I know who it is.
Is it Ava Max?
No.
It's Ricky Lee.
It is Ricky Lee, but I can't give you the points.
Ricky.
Currently 4-2 with a chance for Herbie to win here for the first time in a long time. Here we go. Definitely we're going for a tie, I'd say.
I know. Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
Say My Name, Destiny's Child, yes. And yes, that puts it at 4
apiece. I forgot even the first sound of it.
I'll give you a 3-2.
I can't remember the first song.
Josh is ready to swoop.
Is it? And I'm not sure. Okay. I'm really
Can we hear it one more time just before you say it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Not that it'll help me.
One more time.
I'm going to go with Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, I can tell you.
No. Oh. Who is it?
Peking Duck.
Oh, that's why it's familiar.
So therefore, good. For all, and I play no winner sound effects or anything, we just go home.
Okay. Well, I think now we just, I think I just win.
No.
No, it's a carryover champ. You haven't carried me over.
We'll do a rock, paper, scissors for the next one to see who goes first.
But filthy.
Thanks, Ben. You sent me and Josh on K-Rock
95.5. You are in the doghouse.
Coming out from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 95.5.
There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on this week, but this has to be probably one of the most petty things I've ever seen. So a guy has filmed himself, Herbie. He was going to the shopping centre and he went to the checkout. Checkout person didn't say, have a nice day.
Oh, okay.
So, which is like, you know, okay.
Do you know they're busy at the moment? They're one of the only stores open. They've got to keep up with the demand.
So he thought, you know, that's not good enough. You know, I'm annoyed about this. So what he's done is he's gone back into the store and then just basically done some petty things. Like he's gone to the Coke aisle and just shaken up all the bottles
no.
and all the soft drink and then put them back on the shelves. He's gone to the sauce aisle and then taken all the lids off the containers and just left them with the
what an
peel.
Immature child.
And then he's got the chocolate aisle and he's just broken all the blocks of chocolate
no, he
in
hasn't.
Half. Yeah, just gone through, snapped them.
All because someone didn't say, have a nice day.
I mean,
still served him.
Look, I get it. You're a bit upset that they didn't, you know, say it. But it's, if someone doesn't wave, you know, thank you when you let them in traffic, you don't go out and key their car.
No.
Do you? You don't. I mean, you think, geez, I hate that person.
You
like
get
they're
vocals
the worst
in the
human
car,
ever.
Go, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I let you through.
I know.
I'm right here. And you try and wave at them, even though they're well gone.
Yeah, no,
they
right.
can't see
no,
you.
They don't care. They're not saying thank you. But you don't get out and just start, you know.
Abusing them.
No.
It's like, you know, when you're in line at the shops and you're trying to purchase something, but then the person in front of you pulls out of their bag something they want to return. So they take even longer. You're like, why didn't you hop into another line instead of my line?
Or like when you're waiting at the airport and your plane gets delayed.
Oh.
You don't. I mean, you're angry, you're filthy. Don't get me wrong. You want to be wherever you want to be, but you don't get out and you don't attack the flight attendants.
It's like, you know, with a microwave when, say, you're heating up food.
Yeah.
And you go, I'll just put it in the microwave. I don't need to cover it. But then after 30 seconds, you hear the and you want to rip that microwave out of the wall because it's your own fault. You didn't cover it with paper towel. But you don't do it. You go.
You let someone else clean it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. But it is. I get the chocolate because that.
Yeah.
Oh, if I.
Yeah, you'd be filthy because you're not picking that, are you?
That's the thing. Whenever you go to the chocolate aisle, are you getting the broken one?
No.
But why not?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Because you get home.
You're literally, you're going to crack it off. But like...
You see someone else breaking it, I'm like, oh, I don't want that.
No, because it's not like they've touched it either. But I refuse to believe I'm the problem.
We're not.
No. I want it whole.
Coming out from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 95.5.
And I know we talked about this earlier, Herbie, being upset because AFL's coming to an end, the NRL's coming to an end. What are we going to do?
We need sport.
We need sport. And it's great news because the A-League fixture's just been released.
Yes!
And Western United, they're going to be playing their season opener down here at GMHBA against the Melbourne Victory. And it'll be the first game for the head coach, John Aloisi, Australian Football Royalty. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Now, just a quick one, John. When we were discussing this, we were saying, we just know you as Aloisi. Does anyone call you John, or do you just get Aloisi?
Yeah, a few people call me John, Johnny. People that know me really well, or from a lot of years ago when I was younger. But a lot of people on the street just call me Aloisi. So look, I don't care what they call me, as long as it's not anything too negative.
That's
I'm
right.
All right with Aloisi.
Well, we're saying this as well because obviously your first game will be down here in Geelong when you take on the Victory. Do you get nervous as a head coach on your first game? Because obviously as a player you might have a few jitters, but you can't really see it on the expression of a coach, can you?
It's probably more excitement, and you know the nerves are okay to have a little bit of that because it is the first game. You know, it is a competitive game, and I think no matter if you're a coach or a player, you still have those little bit of the butterflies in the stomach because the anticipation's there. But it's exciting. We're really looking forward to it. It's been a long off season, a long pre-season so far, but you know to have our first game as our home first game down in Geelong. which the players love playing there because the Western United have always had good results down there. So to play against Victory, it could be the first time we're having crowds again back in the stadiums. Yeah. So that'll be massive for us.
And speaking about your pre-season, obviously this year it's been up and down, lockdowns and everything. How have you gone? Have you been able to train?
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've been able to train. We've had exemptions preparing for the season. The only thing is that we haven't been able to play too many friendly games because the NPL season here, the local clubs aren't able to play. They've been in lockdown. Their season stopped. And we've only had one friendly game because we're unable to travel interstate or anything like that. So that has been a little bit, you know, it's one of those things that we just have to deal with and adapt, but we've been able to play a number of internal games. So, you know, we're looking forward to actually finally starting the season and playing competitive football again.
And I guess, is it always, I guess, when you're going into a season, your aim is to win, isn't it? Is that the expectations we're expecting for Western United this year?
Yeah, of course. You know, we're a very ambitious club and we believe that we've got a squad and a side now that we can compete. And that should be always, you know, the ambitions of the club is to be there at the end of the season, challenging for trophies, for championships. And, you know, at the moment, though, the process is, you know, is actually building the side, building our structures, making sure that we're preparing because, you know, nothing's won. This time of year, it's all about the preparation, about getting ready and making sure that we're ready for the start of the season and being the best team that we can possibly be. And, you know, if we do that well and we prepare well, which we are at the moment, then we're confident that we'll be there at the end of the season challenging.
And speaking about your preparation, at training, when you maybe you're practicing penalties, do you just bring out a recording of your penalty for the Socceroos against Uruguay at the Sydney? You hear this out, dumb boys?
I've actually got it on my, it's my ringtone, you know, when the penalty's about to be played. So the players hear it every single day, about 15 times a day. I try not to mention it. I don't mention it. It's. I think enough. Most of the players are too young to even remember the penalty. So, they forget about very quickly what you know you achieve as a player, and it's the same for me. My focus is on now, and but occasionally, then if they are practicing penalties, I'll just say mention how it's not easy to take penalties in front of 80,000 people.
And then yell out, Aloisi!
Yeah, brilliant. Oh, God, that would be amazing. Incredible stuff, John, and we really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck for the season. So first game here is November 20th at GMHBA Stadium, and then you're back as well, taking on the Brisbane Roar on Saturday the 11th of December. John Aloisi, head coach of the Western United Football Club, we really appreciate your time.
Thanks again for having me on.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Toby and Josh's
Hot. Herbie, that time of the week again where we put you in the hot seat.
I'm excited.
It is grand final week. We're gearing up for it. It's going to be huge.
Can't wait.
So one of the big things on the day is the Norm Smith medal. Best player on the ground gets to,
they get awarded the medal. I did say to you, if we went back to Geelong, Melbourne, do you reckon Gorn would have got the Norm Smith?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's best player on the ground. I think it's the person who wins the game. Like Max Gorn kicked 5 goals in a quarter, basically.
Sensational.
It's insane. Anyway.
Who are you picking for Saturday?
Oh, tough one. For Oliver or Bontempelli. Actually, probably Bontempelli or Petrarca.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all right. It's depending who wins. All righty. Enough distractions. Let's go over to the hot seat, eh? Her name is Natalie Herbstreit.
Thank you.
Comes to us from Torquay.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's me. Thanks, Joshua. Excited to be here.
All right, kicking off with the 2001 grand final.
Oh, my.
Between Collingwood and Brisbane. Who won the Norm Smith medal? Was it A, Sean Hart, B, Nigel Lappin, C, Nathan Buckley, or D, Simon Black?
Man, I had the biggest crush on Simon Black, but I think I mentioned that to you the other day, so have you thrown that in there for a curveball?
Did you say that, did you? I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
I'm going to go with D.
You're going to go with D.
Black. I think I might have even had a poster and I am a big Saints fan.
He did win a Norm Smith, but it was in 2003.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry about that. It was Sean Hart.
That hurts.
1999 Grand Final, North Melbourne taking on Carlton.
Takes us back, doesn't it? North were good.
Was it A, Adam Simpson? B, Wayne Carey? C, Shannon Grant? Or D, Glenn Archer?
Gosh. Oh, my gut's saying go with D again, but what are you thinking with that, Josh? Do you think that's right?
Are you liking in D?
Oh, it was tough.
He did win a Norm Smith.
We did? Oh, gosh. I'm going with D.
He did win an Norm Smith, but it was in 1996. That's all right.
No, it's not.
Shannon Grant was the winner there. 2005 Grand Final, Sydney versus West Coast. I think that rated number 4 in the all-time Grand Final list.
What, on your list?
No, they voted for it on Fox Sports. Anyway, was it A, Brett Kirk, B, Andrew Embley, C, Chris Judd, or D, Adam Goods?
Trying to remember the celebration, you know, the Auskick putting the medals on.
So 2005?
Can I take a 50-50, thanks? I didn't use mine last week, and I'm kind of annoyed.
No, you don't get 50-50. No, who are you leaning towards?
No, I'm... sorry, Josh. I'm using my 50-50. Give me my 50-50, please.
All right. The Swans won, but it was either Brett Kirk or Chris Judd.
Okay. The Swans won.
Swans won.
Are you trying to sway me there?
Did Chris Judd even win a Norm Smith? Did Brett Kirk win a Norm Smith?
I hate this game so much. I hate that he did this.
Who is it?
I'm going with A.
You going with A? Well, no, it's Chris Judd.
<You're such> a, I just don't like you.
Why?
Because you do this every week.
What?
Before we came on, you said, this is my favourite game. I said, yeah, because you play these stupid mind games with me. Look at you looking at me now. Look what you're doing. And you just think this is a casual game?
Straight face.
Look at me. I'm all worked up over here.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, when you leave this earth and you're buried, you think that's where you reside. You think that's it, you know?
That's it. You wouldn't move.
I've never even given it thought to go, oh, well, what if something happens, you know? Because I just
go,
that's
where it won't matter, will it? Like, hopefully.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. But, you know, people should be visiting your site.
Yeah.
And so they should go, oh, well.
Every day, hopefully.
Herbie's still there.
Yeah.
Good to know. Turns out for one fella over in Michigan, bit of a mystery around his headstone. So.
Right.
His name is Peter J. Weller.
Right.
And he passed
good
away.
Name.
I know, great name. Sweet name, sort of.
Yeah.
Peter Weller. And he passed away a long time ago. 1849.
Right.
Long time. Yeah. Like, wow, that's
150 years.
It's around 150 years. But something happened in 1875. So he was buried at one cemetery and then they were moving his body to a new cemetery requested by the family to be next to another family member.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I understand that.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Somehow throughout the transition process, they lost his headstone.
Right.
And it's been
missing.
How
did you lose that?
That's what I
feel like that's one of the things you wouldn't lose.
And it's not small. It's over 5 foot tall.
Jeez, that's a big one.
How do you
that's
lose that?
As big as, that's taller than you almost.
It's exactly. So you've gone, what do you mean you've lost the headstone? And there's been an investigation launched into trying to find this.
Yeah.
But it's been gone for 150 years.
Mm.
So everyone thought it was lost.
Yep.
Turns out not so, because it's been found.
Righto.
And where it's been found is unbelievable. So... An older fella who lived in Michigan also, he was moving out of his home, moving to a nursing home.
Okay.
And then because he didn't have any family members, an auctioneer was coming over to his house to go through things to sell.
Yep.
It was in his
just
will.
Just basically clear out. Yep.
Yeah, gotcha. Clear out. Got to his shed and noticed in there that there was something where he would make fudge on.
Fudge, like as in chocolate fudge.
As in the delicious fudge. And it was only then when he was lifting this a little bit, he noticed that it was a tombstone. Whose tombstone? Peter J. Weller's.
Gee, what a story for that tombstone.
I mean...
Where have you? You've been everywhere.
How? How do you end up at a fudge place? And why fudge?
And why aren't you using a bowl for the fudge?
I guess that's it, isn't it?
You know what I mean? What are you doing on a tombstone, man?
Driving home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
It's been a hot day. It's time to just jump in the shower.
Oh, please.
Oh, it comes out quick, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Hot. It's hot.
Turn that down a little bit. There you go. All right, honey. What's been on your mind, buddy?
Well, I've been thinking actually about the mind.
Oh, really?
The brain. I may have overthought this. Because the brain, not only did it name itself, but it also recognised that it named itself and was surprised when it realised that.
Well, that's gone deep.
You know?
That's inception.
Playing with your brain.
That's right.
Brain.
That's incredible.
That one will stick with you.
Yeah,
that one.
I reckon it will. So, you know when you're driving on a road trip, right? Even just going through the old ways.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
And then you see the Falling Rocks road sign. But it's not really a warning, is it? Because it's more like, could happen. and
it's on your car now.
And it's like, it's good luck more than warning, I would say. Oh, that's good. What can you do? You're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, here it comes. You need to put it like in
Why didn't
advance.
It do more?
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've been on a few walks of late.
Walks, Yeah.
And I've noticed this on multiple occasions. And I just don't understand. Yeah. I really have questions about it.
Yeah.
Because there's been just a random pair of underwear on the ground.
Oh.
But what's it doing there? Because how is it there? Because obviously someone was walking.
And they've just taken off their underwear.
They don't have the underwear. So what is...
They're nudists all of a sudden. They've just decided on that walk.
Yeah. You know what? I don't need these pants.
I don't need them at all. This one is just something I do. And I've realised, you know, because Google's a really rich company.
Oh, yeah. I think it's one of the... Of course, money. Yes, this is something you do.
But... A lot of Google's revenue in cash comes from people like me who are just too lazy to put .com at the end of it. Like, I just type in Facebook and then I just expect it to come up, but I have to click on the link.
Oh, do you know, until you said that right now, I didn't realise I was going to...
Do you do that? Yeah. I think I type in YouTube and I don't do
.com.
I'm just like, Google's helped me out again.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
we're
contributing to something. Driving out home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah. All right, let's get your thoughts on the daily topics, stuff that's in the news, around the office, etc. Yeah, nah for no.
Yep.
Nah, yeah for yes.
Sounds good.
All righty, let's kick it off with this one. Drinking out of a plastic bottle. Yeah, nah. Or,
nah, yeah. Do you mean like a water one?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. We should really be...
Or just any... Like we're drinking out of these. Them now.
You know the ones that you could just buy a plastic
Not
one.
Reusable.
Yeah. Well, if you can reuse it, brilliant.
So they're just talking about how many microplastics are in us and that babies, in fact, have 10 times the amount of microplastics in their stool because of all the bottles that they use, all the toys that they have.
How do they get... What do you mean?
Well, like microplastics, so like they'll just... You can't even see them, microscopic.
Yeah.
But they come off the drink bottle when you're drinking it.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and
oh my.
Breaks down your body. So we've all
so
got
where
microplastics
are you supposed
to drink from? As well. Well, glass is a better option.
No one's carrying that round. You know, it's too hard. This is 2.2.
That's right.
If it's glass, that turns into a weight.
That's
know?
True. That's a good
I can't
point.
Be lugging that round.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just telling you what the...
Is it bad for me to have microplastics in?
I guess if you've... I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I'm guessing yes.
Okay.
You know, I don't. If anything that's not organic to your body is probably not a great thing to be carrying around. But obviously, you're excreting it too, so that's another thing.
So make sure you're regular, and you'll be fine.
100%. Byron Bay. Yeah,
nah.
Or
nah, yeah. Nah, yeah. Haven't been there since schoolies, but gosh, I had fun.
Geez, good place.
Oh, did you go there for schoolies?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, it was a hoot.
Great
Gosh,
spot.
It was fun.
The beach hotel is probably the greatest pub.
Cheeky Monkeys.
Yeah, it's one of the... That sold for like $150 million the other day. It's so expensive.
I mean, yeah, if I went back now, maybe I couldn't afford things that I could afford back then.
No, I don't reckon. It's completely changed. It takes about an hour to get into the actual town. Like, just a lineup.
People really?
Just yeah, it's incredible. So,
isn't Chris Hemsworth leaving?
You reckon, so now the hour, it's going to be half an hour. so they want to ban reality TV shows from being filmed in Byron. So this is after I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is being filmed there now, but one of the people tested positive to COVID, which means there's a few issues with the town. But unfortunately, good luck to them.
You can't stop that.
Well, haven't they got, they've got another Netflix series, don't they?
Byron Bays.
Yeah.
Byron Bays coming out. And I'm pretty sure they've got other cases there that haven't come set. So, you know.
Exactly.
Just respect that you're getting a lot of tourism your way.
Drone deliveries.
Nah, yeah. I mean, I love drive-thrus, so if they're bringing it to me, even better. How good is that, Josh?
It seems cool, doesn't it? It's happening.
Amazing.
But the noise, imagine if there gets a lot of them, it would be so noisy just using the drones.
Well, imagine the collisions.
I think they're probably okay for that one.
If my zinger was getting delivered and splattered on the ground,
here's one thing I bet you they didn't think of. Our drones are going to get attacked by birds, you know, because apparently. So there's these drones that keep getting attacked. They're bringing coffee, you know, medicines, everything.
Yeah.
And these ravens keep attacking the drones because they're like, nut, get out of my sky.
That's it. I'm going to drive through.
I mean, you can't put that in the business proposal. We've got to avoid the birds. But
driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Very excited. Ooh. On Saturday.
So close now. We're so close,
I know.
Josh.
The grand final. Two teams. D is taking on the Bulldogs. It's going to be huge.
It's massive. It's so exciting. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Imagine playing in it. Imagine the nerves before the build up to it.
Oh, it'd be huge. And I know for a lot of D supporters, and not only D supporters, just AFL lovers, they were hoping last week, when we knew Melbourne was going to make it, that Nathan Jones.
Yeah, it was sad. What a great servant of the Melbourne Football Club. He got there at the wrong time. They were just so bad for so long. And he was the only good player for a long time.
And they wouldn't be in the position they are without him.
He's a great
leader and legend of that club. And he did leave Perth just before the weekend to head home because he did get told that he wasn't going to be playing the match and his wife was pregnant with twins.
Yeah.
And so he did return home. He made it home for the twins' birth for Odie and Dove. So congratulations Nathan. But it did get you and I thinking because he wasn't going to play, but he still misses out on the celebration
which he would have been a part of, you know, there on the day. It would have been emotional for him because he's still a part of the team. And I think they would also, like, you know, when Bob Murphy didn't play.
Yeah, he was up on there.
Luke Beveridge came and gave him the medal. Great moment in sport. And I think there would have been a similar type of thing that would have happened with Nathan because he's such a huge player for that club. And following the D's, like, my family is a part of it.
I know.
They love Nathan.
But you hear so often in sports where the person has to make the decision, are they going to play this weekend or are they going to miss their child's birth, their anniversary,
a big event, let's say.
So I wanted to put you into the position, Josh, because you've got beautiful little Georgie. She's 10 months old. Let's say, and this is a very big hypothetical, because I'm going to say you're an AFL player for West Coast.
Glad you did.
What position are you playing?
Whoa. Little pocket, I reckon. Four pocket. Mark McCrae type, you know.
Listen to him.
13 goals in me for sure.
You've made the AFL grand final.
Yeah.
But Kat is pregnant with your second child.
Second child.
Yeah, well, you've still got Georgie. So your second child, and she is due on the day, and she's popping. So it's not even thinking that she's going to be able to push.
No. You just hold on.
Are you missing the grand final for your beloved West Coast or are you going to play?
So I said to Kat that, remember, West Coast was in my life before you. But but I think I would definitely be there with Kat. You've got to like be there to support her. She might need me for something that, you know.
I think
it's easy to say that position now because I'm not. There's no chance it's happening.
It's the right answer, Josh.
But it is.
It's the right answer.
And I think most blokes would,
to be honest. That's the thing. I want to throw it out, 52232955, because I reckon there's some blokes that may have chosen the other option. So I want to know, did your partner miss a life event for a final, a sporting game?
Right, okay. So obviously not AFL grand final. It could just be any sporting.
Could be any. Right? We can go local footy.
And so we're talking weddings.
Birthdays, anniversary.
Decide to play in the big game.
Holiday. You stranded them on the holiday.
You imagine giving up a holiday playing a grand final. 52232955. Did your partner miss a life event for a final? We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Hey, asking the question 52232955. Did your partner miss a life event for a final?
Yeah, that's right. The big grand final is on Saturday, and we started thinking about this because Nathan Jones, he went back home. He's not going to play in the final, but he has missed out on the celebration in a team that he's really built up over the years. So have you missed a final is what we want to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Mick in Werribee, it wasn't you, it was your friend.
Yeah, so as some of your listeners might know, I was in the army for a while. So one of my army friends working out of Brisbane at the time, there's a paintball competition on. So my friend decided to go to his paintball competition instead of his birth of his son.
No. And
the story gets even better because the paintball competition finished just before they got there.
Yeah.
And the winners of the Queensland Division of Paintball blitzed the field and beat everyone. And my friend's army group was walking in just as they were walking out, and they were all bragging about how good they were. So the army bloke said, what do you mean? How good are you? Like, let's have a bit of a competition. And of course, my army blokes blitzed them. So they got banned from the paintball from like then on. We've never been allowed back to the same paintball place.
So they got banned from paintball. He's missed the birth of his son, and now he's got nothing to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just more gobsmacked that there's a paintball competition.
And that you've chosen that over the birth of your son? I think that's incredible.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
All right, well, let's get it on a positive note now. Herbie, this man, we thought he was going to get the Carlton job. He's obviously turned it down to join us this afternoon. Welcome, Mark Neil. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. How are you two?
Yeah, good. The big dance is on Saturday. 2 points. How do you like the big dance as a phrase?
I don't mind it. Extra there. Yeah, I'm not offended by that. If you get offended by that, that's that get a life category. But no, I'm happy with that.
We'll pass it on to Tom King, who does get offended by it.
Does he? What's wrong? Oh, that doesn't surprise me. What's he want to call it? That is so good, because tomorrow night whenever it is that I get on there, I'm just going to be saying, welcome to the big dance. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Oh, I cannot wait to tune in to hear that. But let's get to the big dance itself. Massive game. D's Dogs, they are the two best teams of the year taking each other on. Who are you backing to get up?
Oh, I'm just so looking for... Well, I tell you what I'm barracking for. I'm barracking for a ripping contest.
Please.
I think it would be absolutely awesome for all of us. And I give it, if you're a passionate Melbourne supporter or a passionate Bulldog supporter, the scores are irrelevant. You just want your team to win. But on a day where the AFL gets to showcase our sensational game, and everyone's going to be tuned in just watching the one thing, you just want a great spectacle. So first and foremost, I'm barracking for a ripping contest. Mm. And I think we're going to get it. I think the lead-in for both teams has been outstanding. And preliminary final week, it started with the D's completely dismantling the Cats, and everyone thought, wow, okay, we might as well just give them the cup now.
Yeah.
And then 24 hours later, the Bulldogs turn up and do the same thing to Port, which was probably unexpected, to be fair. But they were great. Gave everyone a reminder just how good they are. So let's go with a ripping contest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say within a goal. Oof. And for absolutely no reason, I'm going to say Doggies by under a goal.
Oh, okay.
Doggies. Well, you know, you haven't tipped a winner in about 5 weeks, so I'm glad that the D's are going to get up. my other question is, normally, obviously, if you listen to the commentary on K-Rock, very one-sided to Geelong, of course. Who are we going to be leaning towards tomorrow? Is it unbiased for once?
Yeah, it will be for once, absolutely. We don't have to, in the test, that might throw up some difficulties. We have to acknowledge there's actually two teams on the field. I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do Saturday. I'm going to have to prepare for that. I'm going to have to be mentally in the space to work out. We've got to watch two different coloured jumpers. That will be, yeah, I'm not sure which way. Kingy and Cass will go. That might, yeah, that'll throw up some things for them. No, just tell you what, they'll be busy because they have to know 44 players, not 22.
Mm. And they're not going to be able to ask about Quinton Narkle, are they? You know, what's going?
No, that's right. There'll be no. Why isn't Quinton Narkle playing? Why didn't Jack Henry play round one? Why was Gary Rowan playing the halfback flank when we were 15 goals down? Yeah, they'll have to come up with something different. They will be challenged, those two.
Now, Neildy, there is one player that has been elite throughout the finals. That is Max Scorn. Actually, he features on a chimney in Janjuk where a local Steve has painted his house D's colours, and on the chimney is Big Gorn's face. How do you reckon they're going to stop Gorn on Saturday night?
Wow. What a great question. So, Steph Martin, what he'll try and do, he'll try and jump early at the centre bounces and jump into Max just to nullify his reach, which doesn't necessarily mean that Steph will win a lot of the hit-outs, but if he tries to nullify the reach of Max Gorn, that will reduce the hit-out to advantage, and it will also reduce the distance the ball will go, so he'll try and do that.
Hey, Neildy, we really appreciate all your time this year and helping us out with K-Rock Footy, and all the best for tomorrow's call.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've enjoyed my time with you guys, obviously, and at some stage I'll be back.
Brilliant.
Thanks. Enjoy the big dance on Saturday.
Yes, we love it. And I'll just let Tom King know exactly that's what we're going to call it. Thanks.
Coming home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.